Great to have you with us on Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. The Democratic-controlled House of Representatives just voted to pass a $1.4 trillion government-wide spending package. It's a big victory for President Trump on his U.S.-Mexico border barrier. Also gives Democrats spending increases across a swath of domestic programs. It funds a record Pentagon budget and is a must-pass legislative locomotive to take the unusually large haul of unrelated provisions into law. Included in this whole tax bill and spending bill is a repeal of Obama-era taxes on high-cost health plans, the so-called Cadillac health care plans. There is financial assistance for retired coal miners and an increase nationally in the legal age to buy tobacco products. Nationally, it moves from 18 to 21 years of age. It's a two-bill package that's more than 2,300 pages long, a number of additional tax provisions that have been folded in as well. And again, it has passed the House of Representatives. It would forestall a government shutdown this weekend. That's where we stand on that tax bill. Also, President Trump has sent a very fiery letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi objecting to the impeachment articles against him. He accuses Democrats of subverting democracy in that letter. So that coming from President Trump to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. We'll keep you updated on that throughout the course of the day here on KPCC. We've got a couple of big guests who are going to be on KPCC this afternoon after Air Talk. Julie Andrews in conversation with Terry Gross on Fresh Air coming up at noon, less than 20 minutes away. And right after that on BBC NewsHour at 1 o'clock, Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg interviewed on BBC NewsHour. So it's a very big afternoon with the high-profile guests right here on 89.3 KPCC. Over the course of the past 10 to 12 years, there have been the disappearance of many high-profile American brands. One of the biggest, Blockbuster, their DVD rental stores were omnipresent. Before that, there were VCR rental locations. Blockbuster has fallen by the wayside, but many others too, like Borders, a number of different clothing stores that have fallen away. I'd love to hear from you. Which of these brands that are gone are not forgotten by you, perhaps even mourned to this day? 866-893-KPCC, 866-893-5722, or the Air Talk page, kpcc.org. Recently, Vox queried their various editors as to which of the brands that they're sad have gone away, and Deputy Editor at The Goods, which is a section of Vox, Alana Okin put together this list in Vox. Alana, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me on.
So which ones did your editors most regret seeing pass away?
Well, there are so many that we actually had to restrict the list to eight, but I think we could have gone on for, you know, dozens more. So we had both our staff contributors and then also some writers, freelancers, thinkers from outside the company chip in as well. But one that I am really sad to see go was American Apparel, which was an interesting case where it's gone bankrupt now, actually twice, and then its intellectual property and assets were resold to a brand called Gildan. So you can actually still find a lot of their stuff online, but, you know, really sort of the spirit of it, I think, has gone, and you can't find those sort of ubiquitous stores in city centers anymore.
Yeah,
so that was a
LA,
big one.
And an LA company, yeah, very, very, I know, bemoaned by people who were big fans of the clothing. We're at 866-893-KPCC or the Air Talk page, kpcc.org. Borders was another big one to go away because their large format stores, unlike the traditional bookstore, also included records. So it was kind of the best of both worlds.
Absolutely. And they had cafes as well. And something that I think we're sort of missing as we mourn these stores, especially these bigger box stores, is this loss of sort of a third place, you know, somewhere that people can go that's not home or work, where they can just sort of sit and hang out and, you know, read or have a coffee or something like that. And now that stores are becoming either, you know, so much smaller and sort of more rarefied, or conversely, much, much larger, these big box stores, it can be hard to find sort of a place where you can just hang out, you know, without being sort of prevailed upon to spend a ton of money at once.
We should also look at, you know, what's moved into that space. So Blockbuster, of course, video streamers have moved into that space, but so have the Redbox, you know, vending machines for DVD rentals have also moved into that place where Blockbuster used to be.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, as you say, we've seen all these streaming services. And another one of these companies that was sort of, I think, much bemoaned by a certain subset of people who were teenagers, especially in the 90s, was Columbia House, which, you know, you could buy 8 CDs for 1 cent, and then you're sort of tied into this system where you have to, you know, pay your firstborn basically until the end of time. But it's been really interesting to see, as one of our writers wrote, you know, he is totally willing to pay $10 a month to Spotify or to Apple Music. And somehow that feels less sort of exciting, and you feel less ownership over this physical media than when he was getting his 8 CDs for 1 cent.
Yeah, and when it came in the mail, that's the when I was a kid, they were actually albums that were sent to you. And there have been book clubs, of course, that operated on the same principle. They give you a bunch of, you know, books at the beginning for next to nothing. And then every month, you know, the book club would send you a new title at the full retail price. But I think there's a huge psychological difference, Alana, as you're talking about, with it coming in the mail that very old-fashioned way versus something that is a loan, essentially, if you're listening to, say, music on Spotify.
Right. And being able to just hold it in your hands, and I think even have a sense of identity that, you know, you can look at your bookshelf or you can look at your record collection and say, this is who I am. This is what I'm about. If people come over to my house, they will also have that understanding. I think that something does get lost. And a lot of our readers and writers agree on this point when, you know, you're just sort of borrowing something in the ether for so long.
All right. 866-893-KPECC. James in Covina said, I've been mourning the last Blockbuster in my neighborhood. It closed in 2013. I worked there when I was 16 years old, James says. That's James in Covina. And it's funny because the old video store, like the record store, people would go through, they would browse, they would talk with other people about, you know, film. Oh, what did you see? What did you think of that? And, you know, thankfully, there's still Vidiots, which operates as a nonprofit for people looking to rent DVDs and Blu-ray. But you just, you don't have that same communal experience. So what do we get in lieu of that? Or, of course, you get the online reviews. You get people going back and forth debating the merits of a film or an artist recording or the like. But it is a very different experience than the in-person kinds of opportunities. Plus, you don't have the opportunities for stores to hand sell. I look at Roman's Books in Pasadena, which one of our news apprentices, Julia Murray, actually works at Roman's, which is a hand seller of books. The employees know the products. They've read the books. They're familiar with them. They've debated the merits or criticism of a particular book. And it's just a very, very different experience. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Alana, what other brands do you mourn being departed?
I think that Payless is a huge one because that was a store that was so ubiquitous. You know, it was in every mall, every sort of shopping center or strip that you would pass. And something that I heard again from the writer Jenny Zhang, who wrote about it, but also from many other people who would tweet at us and sort of respond to this piece and even in the run up to it, was that it was really a place where people felt like they could, you know, achieve a little bit of luxury, a little bit of, you know, trendiness or sort of dressing up or what have you without needing to shell out big bucks. So Jenny really wrote about this lovely aspect of her experience with the store, where she felt like a grown up for the first time and felt, you know, kind of ambivalent about that, wearing these, $30 shoes to a school dance. But I think that especially as we talk about so much of e-commerce and so much shopping moving online, you do kind of lose that moment of, you know, a teenager or a young person or someone switching jobs, walking into a store and really seeing themselves in a different way for the first time. And that's something that I think you can't always get if you're, you know, ordering five, you know, items of clothing off of ASOS or Everlane. You can try them on in the privacy of your own home, but it's not quite the same as looking in those, you know, bleak three-way mirrors that they have in mall stores.
Mark writes on the AirTalk page, what happened to Fedco? That's been gone a lot more than 10 years. Fedco, for those of you that are too young to know, they had locations in Southern California. They began for federal employees. It was sort of the first version of what would become Costco, a sort of, you know, membership, a highly discounted store that had all kinds of things from food to even their own Fedco booze. You could buy alcohol. And Bobby Rivers, the terrific entertainment critic and host, actually sent me a message a couple of weeks ago that in the new Dolomite Is My Name film with Eddie Murphy, there's actually a Fedco reference in it. Yes, Fedco. I used to go there once every couple weeks to get very inexpensive merchandise. Long, long gone. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Actually, I had a 12-year-old scotch. Wasn't that bad. I'll be back in just 1 minute. Great to have you with us on Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. In case you just joined us, the House of Representatives has passed a $1.4 trillion spending plan to keep the government going. It has money for President Trump's border barrier, as well as funding for some Democratic domestic programs that they wanted to see funding increased for. It does away with the Affordable Care Act tax that was on the so-called Cadillac health insurance plans, number of other provisions of that. Also this morning, President Trump sent a 6.5-page letter to Nancy Pelosi in which he strongly takes issue with the impeachment proceedings, which tomorrow morning starts at 6 our time. We'll have live coverage for you on KPCC with an anticipated vote of the full House of Representatives. If not tomorrow, then it would be expected Thursday morning. We'll have it for you in its entirety from NPR right here on KPCC. And then Thursday afternoon at 5 o'clock, we'll also be bringing you live the Democratic candidates debate from right here in Westchester in Southern California. Loyola Marymount University is hosting the debate. We'll have it for you live at 5 o'clock Thursday afternoon right here on KPCC. Andy, in East Hollywood, which particular brand are you mourning?
I really miss Osh, the Orchard Supply hardware stores. I mean, they were great stores that you could go to. I had one right in my neighborhood that was built brand new. It lasted 6 months. Then Loeb comes in, buys them out because they were direct competition. You know, and now we have to go to these big box stores where, you know, you have to buy things pretty much in bulk. At Osh, they had great customer service. You could get things individually. They had really good seasonal merchandise that you could get, and it was very convenient. And now it's like, for me, I won't even go to Lowe's because they bought Osh out. And you know, it's just one of those really nice neighborhood stores that I really miss.
The thing I liked about Osh was it was, as you're suggesting, it was kind of the perfect size because it was bigger than the typical neighborhood department store. So they carried more stock. They actually had employees who could help you and knew what they were selling. And it wasn't like when you go to Home Depot or Lowe's and you have to traverse aisle after aisle after aisle in an enormous warehouse. So, yeah, Andy, it was kind of, it was that, what is it, Goldilocks, you call it, where it's just sort of the perfect example. 866-893-KPCC. But of course, that size posed a problem because there were certain disadvantages when it came to inventory and you know, their ability to compete on price. 866-893-KPCC or the AirTalk page, kpcc.org. I welcome your thoughts about which brands you're sad to see go. Bill says a Super Shuttle, whether you liked it or not. Now, they just announced last week that Super Shuttle is closing down. 866-893-KPCC. They undone, of course, by ride-hailing companies like Uber and Lyft. Tynaya, in Pasadena. What do you miss?
I wanted to add Mervyn's to that list. I would go there for Easter shopping when I was younger. We didn't have a lot of money, and it was a place we went to get a nice outfit for Easter every year.
Yeah, Mervyn's. That was a Southern California-based store, absolutely. 866-893-KPCC. Suzanne in Westminster, which brand do you bemoan?
Oh, this is funny because you just spoke to somebody about Mervyn's, and I always think of this place as the pre-Mervyn's, and that was Zodi's.
Zodi's! Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you know, in fact, I drive by the old Zodi's location in Pasadena and still remember when that was there. Yeah, that was a real discounter.
My mother was crowned Miss Zodi's way back in the day, so it was a big thing in our family.
I'll bet. And another one of those L.A.-based chains. Absolutely right. Zodi's, 866-893-KPCC. Norma, on the AirTalk page, says Fresh and Easy. She laments that they closed down. Again, they had a very difficult time bringing what was sort of a British sensibility for selling groceries, which just didn't take. And Norma doesn't think Aldi isn't, you know, in the same universe with Fresh and Easy. Aldi bringing its European approach to selling groceries. 866-893-KPCC. Daniel, boy, I'm with you in Monrovia talking about Tower Records. He particularly misses the Pasadena store, which was on Lake Avenue. I miss the original Southern California location, the expansive one that was on the Sunset Strip. Growing up in Hollywood, going to Hollywood High after school, I just go down the street, down Sunset, to the Tower Records in West Hollywood, and I would roam the aisles. They'd always have something interesting that they were playing. Boy, that for me was an important part of my childhood. 866-893-KPCC. Douglas in Mount Washington says Star World on Hollywood Boulevard. It was a great movie memorabilia store. It exists online, but no longer in its storefront location on the boulevard. That's Douglas in Mount Washington. Linda says Long's Drugs. They had great service. They were bought out by CVS, and it's just no Long's Drug in her mind. We're talking about the different brands that are long gone. Many of them that you brought up are Southern California brands that have gone by the wayside. Julie says Adrays. Oh, yeah, she used to buy Sony Walkman recorders at Adrays. I remember my dad buying my mom a beautiful watch at Adrays. Again, it was another of those L.A.-based discounting stores that was around for a number of years. And Laverne in Huntington Beach says, Toys R Us, I'm a grandmother. It was so much fun to go in there. Thank you, Laverne. I appreciate it. And I want to thank our terrific guest for joining us from The Goods, deputy editor of that Vox section, Alana Okun, joining us on Air Talk. Have a terrific rest of your day. Don't miss Fresh Air with Jerry Gross. Julie Andrews is next. Then it's BBC NewsHour with Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Supreme Court Justice. We may not get on the air tomorrow, but we might for a few minutes during the course of the impeachment debate and vote, which we'll carry for you beginning at 6 o'clock tomorrow here on KPCC. Reminder to hear that live and the Democratic candidates debate Thursday afternoon at 5. We'll have that for you live right here on KPCC as well. Have a great day.